Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Gary Pearce from Brisbane, Australia. And I'm going to do a podcast on the Voxon Talking Blood Pressure Monitor. My email address is Gary, that's G-A-R-Y, at GaryPearce.com. That's GaryPearse.com. My email address has changed since the last podcast I did, which was on the Moji interactive talking alarm clock. This device, the Voxon talking blood pressure monitor, seems to be very, very good. It has approvals, of accuracy and medical approvals, and I imagine it can be purchased in other countries besides Australia. In fact, I'm quite sure it would be able to be purchased from any country. It runs on four AA batteries. They recommend you not to use rechargeable cells on it, and I haven't tried doing so to see what happened. Description of the device, it's probably about, it's got a slightly sloped front panel when it's sitting on the desk. The height is around 6.5 inches, and the width probably about 4.5 inches. I still haven't made the jump from imperial to metric when it comes to linear measurement. I just find that hasn't happened, probably because I don't do much work in that area. I suppose it's about an inch high at the front where the taper starts, and about, I don't know, maybe 1.75 to 2 inches high at the back. There are two buttons on the front of it, one to the left and one to the right of centre, and they are fairly big buttons. And on the left-hand side, near the front, just about an inch or so back from the front, there's a socket in which you plug the pressure cuff. On the right-hand side, in the same position really, there is a DC socket. So I guess if you were using it in a situation where you wanted to take a lot of BPs, you would perhaps think of using a power supply. Now the device has a female voice which can be turned on and off, and it has, I think it's 66 memories. Now the real-time clock displays the date and time of memorized blood pressures, but they are not spoken. However, the relevant data, the systolic and diastolic pressures and the heart rate, is spoken, and at the end of the reading a comment is given regarding the normality or lack of it for your particular blood pressure. A couple of times mine's been a little bit up, and it said, "Your pressure is on the high side of normal." And it'll also apparently report if it detects an irregular heartbeat. So what I will do now is I'll connect it to the cuff and take a reading while I'm recording, so you can hear just what happens. Now, while you're taking your pressure, you're supposed to remain silent. So I will just let the device do the lot and let you hear what happens without further comment from me. By which I mean I won't comment when the reading is about to happen. You put the cuff on your left arm. I believe you can probably use either. And you put the tube which connects from the cuff to the machine at the elbow joint where your arm flexes. And while you're taking the measurement, you put the cuff on the level of your heart. So you've got to make sure that your arm isn't elevated up past or down below the level of your heart. So I will now put the recorder on the desk, plug the cuff into the machine, and just check that the cuff is in the right spot, which it is, and I'll now press the start button.
Level is your heart. Do not move and keep quiet. Now, if you are ready, let's begin. 551 millimeters of mercury. The diastolic pressure is 82 millimeters of mercury. The heart rate is 58 beats per minute. According to WHO standards, your blood pressure level probably indicates mild hypertension.
Okay, there you are. That's the result. Now, that was a pretty high reading for me. It normally isn't that high, but blood pressure does vary a bit with any individual. Mine does tend to get a bit high, and I am on hypertension medication, a mild form of it, but nonetheless, I am there. Now, if I wanted to hear that again, I would press the memory key like this.
Memory 1. Your systolic pressure is 151 millimeters of mercury. The diastolic pressure is 82 millimeters of mercury. The heart rate is 58 beats per minute. According to WHO standards, your blood pressure level probably indicates mild hypertension.
So there it is. That's more or less the whole thing wrapped up. There is, obviously, there's a way to set the clock and a way to change the, to turn the voice on or off, and there is a way to change the voice volume, and there also is a way to reset the memories back to zero, so that if ever you wanted to, you know, just clear those memories out, you can do that. So it seems to have all of the facilities that the more expensive ones have. I also have an Omron blood pressure monitor, which is a fairly expensive unit, and this one was quite a lot less expensive, but does seem to do a very good job. So if there's any other information that I can give, I'd be happy to email anybody who wants to talk to me at gary@garypearce.com. Okay, thank you for listening. Goodbye.